Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You know, folks, our guest this week, Mike Ricksecker, was telling me before we connected that he actually once saw, not too long ago, a Radio Shack store. Now, I grew up with Radio Shack. I thought they were all or mostly out of business. When did this happen, or did you travel through time for this?
Yeah, I may have traveled through time for this. And, they were all over the place when I was a kid, too. And this was actually out in Vernal, Utah. I was there for a conference at the beginning of September, so just a couple months ago here, for Phenomicon. And I forget the store that it was combined with. Basically, it was a part of another store, and there was the good old Radio Shack sign right there. They were open for business.
I actually, when we first started doing online radio, when I first introduced an online technology program, the Tech Night Out Live, we bought our equipment from Radio Shack.
Absolutely, yeah. Back in the day, I remember getting old microphones and audio equipment, all that from Radio Shack. Absolutely.
And as a sign, if you go to their site, we are renovating. And then you look at our products and innovations, and there's nothing there. Maybe what they do is they have these stores, but you go in there, you just see pictures of something that used to exist.
Maybe it's a bunch of cardboard cutouts just standing there in place. You never know.
Or what it is it's a time portal.
Oh, it could be. You walk right through Stargate, and you end up at a Radio Shack back in 1983 or something.
Oh, I love Stargates. That's just a smooth way of traveling from one place to another.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, just today on Gaia, I had an episode with George Norrie and Beyond Belief that dropped talking about Stargates, wormholes, portals, and Egypt's Area 51. So definitely a favorite topic of mine as well.
Well, with Stargates, of course, I remember the TV show and the movie. The original movie with James Spader before he gained weight, became bald, and became Reddington or something on that TV show, Blacklist. But this was him, you know, as a young guy playing Dr. Daniel Jackson and Kurt Russell playing Jack O'Neill. And when they went to TV, they had a different set of producers, and so they had different casts. Like they hired a guy named Michael Shanks, a Canadian actor, who looked like James Spader. Then in order to, I guess, gain prominence and recognition, they hired MacGyver, Richard Dean Anderson, to play the Kurt Russell role.
Right. Yeah, and I remember reading some articles from Richard Dean Anderson that he said he wanted to do his own take on O'Neill, but I forget the actor's name, you just mentioned it, but the guy that played Spader's character actually was pretty spot on to Spader, at least the first couple seasons, and he started kind of morphing into, you know, his own character a little bit. So, yeah, it was definitely a good show. The original movie, though, is one of those that, you know, really inspired me down this path, because just before that, like the year before, was the Mysteries of the Sphinx special presentation where Charlton Heston was the host, and you had Robert Shaw and John Anthony West redating the Sphinx. So you had that, and then not even a year later, Stargate comes out, the movie, and it really lit a fire under me to go down this rabbit hole of research.
Of course, they go to this planet in a far-off star system that basically looks like they still live in ancient Egypt.
Right.
And then we learn that the serpentine race, the Gauld, which possesses human hosts, were the beings who were in control in Egypt back, you know, a couple of 3,000 years ago. again, ancient astronauts. I'm sure they must have gotten the idea from that. But the opening scene where they go back and recover the Stargate in the 1920s, I was thinking of two opening scenes of two different movies, of course. Number one, of course, is the original Mummy with Boris Karloff, where they recover the remains of Imhotep, the mummy, who, of course, is Boris Karloff, who was brought back to life. And also showed, by the way, what a great character actor he was. And then there's another movie called The Fifth Element.
Oh, right.
Right. With Mia Jovovich as Leeloo. She's like 19 years old when she did that movie. And Bruce Willis as Corbin Dallas, the star. I loved that movie, even though it was probably way overdone.
A little bit. But yeah. Yeah, it definitely has the same similar vibes, yeah.
That same beginning. It's like different movies get different vibes of things. Like, just, we'll segue to that. Like, they had this movie in the mid-90s based on the Streeton Smith and Radio character, The Shadow, with Alec Baldwin as Lamont Cranston. And the opening scenes are, of course, where he travels to the East to learn, you know, the secrets of crime before he reforms himself and becomes the Shadow. And then you go to Batman Begins.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, where does Bruce Wayne learn the secrets of fighting crime in the Orient? And, of course, the theory is that Batman, as a comic book, was somewhat influenced by the Shadow. A wealthy playboy at night dons the mask and becomes a crime fighter.
Yeah, and I really liked what they did with Batman Begins. I'm a huge Christopher Nolan fan anyway, but the idea of going to a Tibetan monastery or Tibetan-like monastery and essentially learning to become a ninja, but you have, you know, some esotericism built into it as well. I really liked that particular angle.
I think, number one, it portrayed Batman as close to comic books as you could find. This, of course, was based on the graphic novels of Batman very heavily. In fact, and when you look at the actress who played Batman, such as Christian Bale, also we look again at Michael Keaton, how good he was, and we didn't realize that at the time because he was a comedy actor. He was Beetlejuice, and now they're making him Batman, but he's only 5'9". But he did it.
Yeah, he did a fantastic job with Batman, and he got to reprise the role here a little bit recently, which was kind of nice to see. And now he's reprising Beetlejuice, so go figure that.
Well, does make sure you don't have Congress people from Colorado attend the live shows. But boom, boom. Anyway, I don't want to get into that because that's politics like that. Yeah, Michael Keaton returns saying, "I'm Batman." I can't do it the way he does, but he's won Academy Awards. He deserves to. And anyway, that was The Flash. I was of such mixed feelings about The Flash. I thought Ezra Miller was awful. I just wondered the guy who played The Flash on TV, Grant Gustin, would have been perfect.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people mention that, and jury's out for me on it. I never really followed The Flash all that much, so I'll let the fans have their say on that one.
We'll leave it go because that's the end of that, and that's the end of the so-called Snyderverse of that class of DC Comics. Of course, we now have the end of the Arrowverse, the TV shows. Even Superman and Lois, which I think is a great show, is coming to an end this coming season, season 4. And that guy who plays Superman, Tyler Hoechlin, is among the top guys. I don't know if you
I was just there at a Comic-Con in Rhode Island, and he had an extremely long line. Very, very popular for sure.
He gets Clark Kent right, and he doesn't overplay him for the humor like I think Christopher Reeve did. And they both got Superman pretty well. I think the issue with Christopher Reeve is they expected the movie to have elements of the comic book. So Lex Luthor was overplayed. His cohort Otis was overplayed. And when he was Clark Kent, Christopher Reeve, a real talented actor, also overplayed. We're going to go now to serious stuff, okay, with Mike, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
From pop culture to, well, ancient astronauts, Mike, the ancient astronaut theory is kind of also a pop culture, although it relates to something that may or may not have happened. What led you to that path? Just Stargate or what?
You know, it's a number of different things. Yeah, I was drawn to the paranormal field as a child because I was an experiencer. I had a number of experiences as a kid. Saw some different things, had different things enter my room, that sort of stuff. So I was always fascinated by the world beyond, what else is out there. And so my path really started more, even though I had that interest in ancient history, esotericism, all that, I also had an interest in the paranormal and the supernatural and going down that route of research. And so as I continued down that road for many years, I kept seeing the parallels and the connections between what I was researching in the paranormal and the supernatural and what people would cite as extraterrestrial or ET activity. And so once I started marrying those two together, that's where I started becoming a little bit more involved with ancient astronaut theory and ancient aliens and that sort of thing. I have a site called the Connected Universe Portal, and really all these things in our universe are connected. All the different phenomena that's occurring, everything on our planet is connected. Our planet's connected to the rest of the universe and beyond. So what I'm really interested in these days is making those connections and discovering how everything's related.
There was an article in Popular Mechanics recently, by the way, don't know if any of you saw it, where they're talking of the brain on a quantum level being connected to the universe. And I'm thinking here, scientists are now looking into a universal consciousness and we being part of it? Weird.
Yeah, it's interesting how you're seeing science make those type of inroads now, where that was really considered more like mysticism or religion or those sorts of things. But yeah, seeing that they're talking about humans, the human consciousness being connected to the rest of the universe, you're seeing scientists like Penrose say, well, once the body has expired, the consciousness returns to the universe. Or some scientists talking about the planet Earth having a consciousness. And this is stuff that mystics and shamans and the like have been talking about for thousands of years, and now science is talking about it like it's some new discovery.
Isn't it strange how folklore, culture becomes reality? Of course, we also think of Star Trek. All the inventions in Star Trek are slowly coming to pass or being experimented with, even warp drive. Let's get back to ancient astronauts, though. Do you really think that, as they say, the God or gods of the Bible were extraterrestrials, and the way they were recorded is taking people living at that time, not scientifically sophisticated, interpreting the strange and the unknown?
It's definitely possible. It's very hard to prove. When we look at different writings, symbolism, artifacts that have survived over the millennia to try to draw some of those correlations. It's possible they could have been ETs. It's possible they could have been some sort of interdimensional beings. It's possible they could have been some more highly sophisticated race of beings here on Earth that met with some tragic end. It's hard to put your finger on exactly what it was, but there was certainly something going on thousands of years ago, and there's still that mystery out there for us to solve.
Of course, one theory has it that extraterrestrials or advanced beings have always been out there, and we see them in accordance with the culture of the times.
Well, yeah, when you look at legend and lore, say fairy lore from 150, 200 years ago. And although it's described in the terms of little beings, there are, in many of the stories, they are taking humans into the quote-unquote fairy realm, and things like time work differently, and different things happen to human beings when they're in that realm, which is very eerily similar to a lot of the accounts that we have with UFO abductions today. Okay, so go ahead and ask me something.
So then, when we talk about UFO abductions, that's almost another subject entirely. Is it that we're meeting with ET advanced beings or something, or is it happening within their subconscious?
Well, they're meeting with somebody. Now, does that happen physically? Are they physically being pulled into some other realm or dimension? Are they being, is it some sort of altered state of consciousness that they're entering into? And some of the accounts, like the old Reese and Llewellyn legend, when we go back to fairy lore, this was one in which, I can't remember exactly which it was, Reese and Llewellyn, I think it was Reese that disappeared into that fairy realm. And Llewellyn was blamed for having done something to his friend. And he brought the constables to that location, and they were able to, once they entered into a certain area, they were able to kind of briefly look into that realm, found Reese, and grabbed him back out of it. So that almost seems like some sort of strange portal that they had kind of tapped into, that they had, that their friend had fallen into. Reese thought it was only 5 minutes worth of time. They're telling him, no, this was like an entire day. So that's a more historic account, something of legend and lore. But then we look at something like Travis Walton, where he was gone for 5 days, and his friends had reported what had happened to Travis, that he had suddenly disappeared. There was, you know, these lights that were out there in the woods. He got blasted with a ray of light. They ran off for a minute because they were scared, went back to go find their friend. He was gone. And the police thought that they were dealing with some sort of murder, that Travis was going to be dead, and that their friends were cooking up some sort of UFO story. And when they were out in the woods looking around, they were looking for a body. They were looking for evidence to pin a murder on somebody. And lo and behold, 5 days later, Travis shows back up. So we see, you know, very similar types of stories. And when, you know, those that are witnesses, not even the individual that this has happened to, but the witnesses that are there, people don't want to believe them.
There's one thing, of course, we should mention about Travis Walton, and I do know him. I mean, he's been on the PowerCast, and he was a really good guest. Okay. But, you know, there are questions there about the authenticity of his claims and that of his friends, but we can explore other things as we go on with Mike. Gene and Tim, you're in
the PowerCast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The White House condemned Elon Musk, owner of the social media site X, formerly Twitter, for endorsing an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory on his platform. White House spokesman Andrew Bates criticized Musk for calling the conspiracy the actual truth. Musk faced backlash for echoing the belief that white people in Western countries are being replaced with immigrants, a notion common among white nationalists. In another setback, IBM announced it halted advertising on X due to reports of its ads appearing alongside content praising Nazis, complicating the platform's efforts to regain support from major brands. Members of the United Auto Workers Union have seemingly given their nod to a new contract with the big three U.S. automakers. The vote at General Motors was closely contested, with approximately 55% of members supporting the deal. Preliminary results indicate that members at Stellantis and Ford are also likely to approve the contract. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We are talking here with Mike Rick Secker. He's author of Travels Through Time, Inside the Fourth Dimension, Time Travel, and Stacked Time Theory. It's one of a number of books he's written, but it's the one that we have in front of us right now. We'll get to that in a moment. But when you talk about time differences, especially those who claim to have been abducted and they have missing time, I was thinking here of a cultural item back from the 50s where they played around with the look of E.T. and also time, and that was a B sci-fi movie called Earth versus the Flying Saucers from 1956 with special effects by Ray Harryhausen, the stop motion animation expert. Did you ever see it, Mike?
I can't say that I have.
Okay. It was loosely influenced by a flying saucer book from Major Donald Kehoe, and he never fully accepted that because he didn't understand that when you sell a book to Hollywood, it doesn't mean that the book will be used exactly as you wrote it. It might just be an influence, whatever.
Right.
Anyway, there are a couple of scenes there that are interesting that relate to some of this, and that is the ETs are wearing this robotic suit, but one of them is shot down, and they take off his helmet. And inside you see what they use the word ancient being, but you see this gray-type alien, kind of sort of similar to the grays of later. And also, when our heroes are aboard the spaceship for a ride, time has stopped. It's like they're living between the seconds. So the producers with all the other stuff they're doing, got the look of E.T. rather unique, except for sci-fi novels and such. They had a really interesting look for E.T., and also the consideration that time wouldn't work the same way with E.T. Then, of course, we have the movie Arrival with Amy Adams as a linguist back a few years back, where communicating with E.T. is like communicating through time.
Yeah, Arrival is really fascinating, where you have those beings that essentially show up in modern times to pass along information in their language, and saying that you know, you're helping us in the future, so we're helping you now. These humans, of course, can't wrap their heads around that. But if you have beings that are interdimensional in nature, what I mean by that is, you know, anything that is above the fourth dimension. The fourth dimension is time. So anything above that, fifth, sixth, seventh, we have up to 11 hyperspatial dimensions, at least according to our theoretical physics, that anything above the dimension of time would be able to see time almost like an object. They're outside of it. Time is irrelevant to them. So when you have some of these abduction cases, if these people are being taken not just to a craft, but to some other dimensional space that is outside of our own, then time is certainly going to work differently for them and just may not even exist at all within that dimensional space, because they are outside of our perceived reality here on the plane of existence that we are at.
Well, that also raises a point as to whether our concept of reality is itself an illusion.
Well, from a certain point of view, it is. You know, our eyes only see into a narrow band of the spectrum. You know, we look at our animals and we know that they see and hear things beyond us. So we're only getting a glimpse of a certain percentage of the world around us. So there's certainly a lot more going on. And the idea of whether this is an illusion, and even, you know, Einstein said that, you know, time is an illusion. You could go down the rabbit hole of, you know, the simulated universe. You know, we are essentially living in some sort of simulation, you know, that has that veil, for lack of a better term, pulled over our eyes, you know, that we are experiencing some alternate reality from another one beyond.
As many of our listeners do, we have a dog, a Bichon named Teddy Bear, a little white furry thing. And we've lived with him now for something like 11 years. And I see him do things anticipating actions I'm taking, but not at the same time. You know, you think, well, maybe the animal has an internal clock and it knows at 6 p.m. he gets fed. No, it's when I'm preparing to do it. I get up early in the morning to take him out for a brief walk. And it's not always at the same time, but as soon as I enter my office and put on my shoes and stand up from the other room, our bedroom, he jumps off the bed or wherever he is and walks towards me. At the point that I stand up, I don't know if I make that much noise. Because I stand up in other ways without a problem, but when I stand up, at that point, after having put my shoes on to take him outside, he's there. Doesn't matter what time it is.
Interesting. So, yeah, I love the way animals work. My fiance has a couple of cats, and so they do the most bizarre things. Some similar to that, but other times, what are they staring at in the corner? You know, those types of questions.
Well, it's also a question that when you talk to them, how much do they know of what you're saying? Like, I'll say certain things, he tilts his head. Of course, there'd be things like he likes, like you're going to daycare, you know, which is kind of like a open daycare kind of center that we take him to every few weeks. And you say you want to go to daycare, the head tilts. Or you want to go to the vet for examination. He seems to understand that taking him to the vet is something that's good for him, even though it may not be comfortable getting an inoculation or taking a blood test. But he never reacts to it negatively. He's always very friendly and cheerful. And when I say we're going to the vet, his head cocks.
Yeah, there's a level of comprehension there.
Oh, yeah. Well, they say that dogs can understand about the same number of words as maybe a 1 or 2 year old child.
Yeah, I believe that. That makes sense.
But I also think they have that extrasensory kind of thing. Now, I guess we can get into that maybe later on in the show. Since we're getting into time travel here, this book of yours, which is a fairly large book, travels through time inside the fourth dimension, time travel, and stacked time theory, Mike. What is stacked time theory?
Stacked time basically is based on the concept that time doesn't really exist. Time is basically a human construct that we have devised in order to describe our reality. It's a measuring tool. So it helps us to keep track of the seasons, know when to plant the crops, when to show up at work at the right moments. Our supervisors don't get upset with us, when to meet the bus, that sort of thing. That's not the universe. I find it kind of funny that we're now trying to argue about, you know, what time it is on the moon. but time in and of itself doesn't really truly exist. We talked a little bit about dimensions earlier. It's essentially our fourth dimension, and everything that we are able to experience is everything that is below us. So, you know, you have the first dimension is a line, second dimension is a plane, third dimension is basically, you could say a cube, but basically any three-dimensional object. Our consciousness is on that fourth dimension. And when people talk like the river of time, it's a nice analogy for what we are experiencing in this dimension. But time isn't the water in this theoretical river. It's what makes time flow, or I should say what makes the river flow isn't the water itself. It's actually the banks.
We are going to have more with Mike on time, and he's here on time. With Gene and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you love mysteries, you'll love these two books by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. In Mimics, The Others Among Us, you'll learn about the strange beings that can look like us, but are not. In Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters, you'll see the hard evidence of UFOs that has been ignored or even hidden. These books will definitely blow your mind, and both are now available on Amazon.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is James Fox, director of The Phenomenon and Moment of Contact. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, folks, we are traveling, in a sense, through time. We're trying to understand the construct of time and how things might interact. But if we're putting the illusion of time out there for consideration, can we then say we could travel through space and alter the time in a sense that we could arrive there not in 25 years to a star that's 20 or 25 light years away, but an hour from now? Is that partly time related, warp drive or whatever? Basically going faster than light, basically reducing the time it takes from traveling to these far distances. Is that time related?
Well, if we're going to try to travel great distances like that, Newtonian physics isn't going to cut it. The human lifespan just doesn't last that long. So, you know, we're going to come up with some sort of wormhole, Stargate portal, that sort of thing to be able to travel there? Or do we figure out a way to be able to travel interdimensionally and take ourselves out of the dimension of time and elevate ourselves to one of these other dimensions, 5th, 6th, 7th, and so forth? So before we broke, we were talking about stack time theory, the river of time. And it's really the banks of that river, going back to that analogy, is the banks of the river that control the flow. If you were to remove the banks, and all the water, all the time, would spill out and would basically be like a stagnant pond, and you'd be able to experience all of it at once. Another way to look at it is if you're driving through a town, say 35 miles per hour, and it takes you 10 minutes to drive through it, maybe you pass a couple of houses, a gas station, a little store, that sort of thing. The time of that, the 10 minutes, is your relationship with it. But if you were to fly overhead in an airplane, you would see it all at once. And what you would once have a time relationship with, you now have a spatial relationship with. And so that's kind of when we're looking at stack time. That's really what we're looking at, is time as a spatial concept. All of it being there at once, all time being concurrent. And if you were in one of these other dimensions, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, you would see time as all being concurrent. All, everything there. And so take where you're sitting right now. So if everything's there, that means everything past, present, future is all there, and view it as like each moment is a photograph, all stacked up on top of each other. And there are moments in which, because everything's frequency, resonance, vibration, two of those moments will resonate the same frequency for a moment, and we'll get a glimpse of something from another period in time, which is kind of what we call a time slip. So, you know, we might be looking into the past, and whatever's there, whoever's there in the past is looking at us as if we're the ghost or whatever they may be viewing us as. So, you know, time travel would be the ability to move back and forth through one of those, basically two of those moments, two of those photos in the stack at will. So somebody from outside, fifth, sixth, seventh, would be able to just pick a moment and travel to it.
It sounds almost, the way that you describe this, you know, photographs stacked upon each other, like how a motion picture works. You have individual frames that are static in nature, but as you roll the film, you know, at whatever film rate that they have now, you get the illusion of movement. So you could almost look at time like that. Somehow we have that illusion, being trapped in the third dimension, of time moving forwards.
Yeah, that's another great analogy. That, you know, so the entire all time in that analogy would be the spool of film, right? And yeah, so as you roll through it, then it gives you that, you know, illusion of time moving. But somebody, say, the editor, would have access to whichever frame in that they wanted to go to.
Then if you have, like, two films close to each other playing simultaneously on the projector, occasionally you'll get a bleed-through.
Correct, and that would be what we would call a time slip. You'd have a bleed-through there for just a moment, and one would get a glimpse of the other.
Sounds very similar to what physicists are now calling the block universe, which time can be both temporal and spatial at the same time. In your description of it'll be in a, say, like almost like a map unfolded in, underneath you, and you can see time spread out like you would a location.
It is. It's very similar to that. In fact, when I started my research on this a while ago, I mean, 20 years ago, I guess, the thought occurred to me, well, you know, what if all time was concurrent? We were able to, you know, move through each moment at will somehow. I did a little research along the way and discovered that, you know, Einstein had this kind of, the idea of the block universe basically originated with him all those years ago. But he never really looked at it as a method of time travel and how to be able to harness that. You know, it seems like theoretical physics always tries to go to something like, you know, let's use a black hole and get near the event horizon and slingshot around it. And we're not going to be able to do that. You know, even there's no black hole that's really within reason of getting to for us. And even if you got that close to it, the sheer gravity would tear you apart. You know, they have a process called spaghettification. So you would die in the process. That's not really even reasonable. But just kind of going back to the idea of the block, you know, the idea that everything is whole. Somebody that is outside of that would be able to freely move up and down. And then, of course, the idea that, a couple of these moments, we don't really understand what the catalyst is, But the idea that some of these moments would resonate at the same frequency and get a glimpse of the other is a little bit more than a lot of these physicists are really willing to venture down. I think because it sounds more metaphysical in nature than, you know, your classic physics.
Well, also, you mentioned black holes. What about wormholes, which is supposedly the technology used for the Stargate, and also was the featured gimmick in the TV series Farscape, where this astronaut is caught into a wormhole and finds himself on the other side of the galaxy?
Yeah, we find this used in a lot of sci-fi. We see it in Contact. We see it in Interstellar, of course, Stargate. So a lot of these different films and television shows will use that, and it's a great it's a great way to try to explore, you know, what we may be able to possibly do with these things. So, you know, Einstein, you know, Rosenbridge, the idea that if you fold space and time, because trying to get to, again, with Newtonian physics, two distant points in the cosmos, you know, we're just not going to get there in the human lifespan. So if you could, and that's the thing, you know, how to bend space and time. But if you could bend space and time to bring those two points together, then you could use you know, that wormhole, that quote-unquote Einstein-Rosen bridge, to traverse through.
Well, certainly would be easier for E.T. You know, they want to see us for lunch tomorrow. There you go.
And maybe they have figured that out. And you look into you know, a lot of our ancient symbolism. You go to, you know, ancient sites in Egypt and elsewhere, and you see a lot of this symbolism of stargates and portals and these sorts of things, and the ideas that, you know, the star people or the gods or what have you traveled through these things to come to our planet.
Well, it sure saves on fuel costs.
That's for sure.
Then again, too, you know, you might get hungry if it takes more than 2 or 3 hours. You need your lunch, and so you'll have lunch in Alpha Centauri, and you'll have dinner in Zeta Reticuli or something. There you go with Mike, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Pedicast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.